wasn't going to really work out for him.
Okay, now wait a minute. Do you believe him when he says that, or do you believe he's just trying to make it seem like, oh yeah, that sucked? You know, so that.
No, I think he had every intention of staying out there, and it just sucked so bad that he actually had to come back.
Imagine that, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, not up to par.
Yeah. Mm. Someone who sucks real bad at softball, but has come through a few times over here on the air. Everyone loves him. His name is Fat Kid.
Yeah.
Some audio from him where he went out to a lottery to get lottery tickets at a convenience store. We'll talk more about that. But since Wally's out, everyone's aware that Wally is the Svengali of the musical numbers that we do. He does all the 60 seconds for the day off. He produces all the introductions to things. All the clever little songs you hear are Wally's. And I don't say little to be demeaning. I mean little as in they're short. But they're all Wally's, and he's very, very good at it. Here's some examples of what he did for Fat Kid. This is when Fat Kid goes to poetry readings to open mic nights.
He's beatnik fat. Beatnik fat. He's had a guy's finger wedged inside his crack. He's beatnik fat. Beatnik fat.
That's me.
Yeah. See, he's got the whole vibe going with the, you know, the beatnik music, kind of a heady poetry vibe going there.
Captures the mood real well.
Absolutely. And then, you know, who can forget the wonderful Fat Kid in the Barrel bit, which was the greatest idea of all time. And but it did have a funny introduction.
Roll out the Fat Kid. Roll the Fat Kid down the stairs.
Down the stairs.
You know, that's good. He used the beer barrel polka and really hooked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Todd the butler and I were talking. We're like, just because Wally's out doesn't mean Fat Kid can't get a proper introduction. Who needs Wally with his crazy long hair and Christian ideals to come up with a song that's clever? So I figured, Fat Kid's at the lottery. Let's make a song that's lotto fat and really rip it up. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Wally, held onto your hat and hold on to all that cheap jewelry you wear because you might be out of a job.
Lottery is great. Annoying the four ladies. He's a big fat kid and he's fat in lottery.
See, that's every bit as good.
That's really catchy too. That's the thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I'm gonna be humming that in my head all day. I'm gonna be singing that.
I didn't even know we were doing the Spider-Man thing, which is what was. No,
oh, really,
the Spider-Man thing was my idea, but no, but I didn't know we were gonna be using that bet today. All right, Fat Kid. It's interesting because you live in Rome, where I'm sure this happens a lot, and I live right by North Avenue in Atlanta, so I see this all the time. When there's a big lottery jackpot, when it comes time for the end of the time to buy your tickets, people are even lazy buying lottery tickets. They wait until the last minute.
Yeah.
And so these places are jammed with professional lottery players, correct?
Yes.
And in Rome, is it the case, because I know it is in Atlanta, that people who obviously stink, they haven't bathed in like 6 weeks, they have one shoe on, they'll take every cent in their pocket and buy as many lottery tickets as possible, and they take it very seriously.
Yeah, and they have the same card that they fill out, and they use it every week, and the same numbers.
Even though it's a sucker bet.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't master the art of procuring food, but they can master the art of filling out a lottery card. Like, they can't feed themselves, clothe themselves, or bathe themselves, but they are an expert when it comes to playing the lottery.
Right, right. They know everything. They know combinations. My favorite is the ones who actually buy books. They spend money on buying books that tell you surefire ways to win the lottery. Because there are people who have written books on, like, you know, number sequences and surefire number combinations.
I think a lot of these people could buy that book and just stare at the idea of language. Yeah. I don't know if so many people...
How dumb do you have to be to believe that somebody has an inside, somebody actually has some theory and, you know, knows how to play lottery?
Absolutely. And, you know, they'll play their kids' birthdays, so they'll play like 50 cards.
Yeah.
And for half of their kids.
I'm playing LaQuanda, LaQuishas, LaTondas, LaFlinas. I'm playing all of their birthdays.
All right. So, Fat Kid, you went out right by the... what do you call it? Like D-Day for the lottery, right by the time, it was like the final moments you could buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, they stopped selling lottery tickets at 10:40, I believe it is. So it was past 10 o'clock, And I was actually up past Rome, even further up.
Don't say 75. What city. Okay.
I won't, but further up 75 past Rome in northwest Georgia. And I was in a place in just a little convenience store where they still have some of those slot machines they're not supposed to have. And they got the little Indian people running it and just one cash register. So I went in there, and it was packed with people.
And it's packed with people. He's in this horrible hick area. And you got to understand that, Fat Kid, you were in there for how long?
18 minutes.
He was there for 18 minutes. So we can't play you 18 minutes worth of audio. But suffice it to say, this will let you know how infuriated these people were getting. Fat Kid buying lottery tickets. There's like a half an hour left to buy them. Uh-huh. One register, and he doesn't know how to buy a lottery ticket. Here's Fat Kid at the convenience store.
Hey, how are you? I want to get lottery tickets. How does that work?
What do you mean?
Like, how does the lottery work? What do I do?
You have to pick numbers.
How many numbers?
Six.
Six numbers? So like just one, two, three, four, five?
Pick any number on the top, five. Pick any numbers on five and pick one number on the bottom.
Pick five numbers up here and one. But you said six numbers. So
yeah, that's make six. That makes $6. Five on the top, one on the bottom.
And that costs $6?
No, $1.
$1.
You have to pick five number on the top and only one number on the bottom. That's $1, that's $2, that's three, four, and five. $5.
I just want to play $1.
If you want to play $1, pick five number on the top and only one number on the bottom.
So six numbers here?
No, five. Five and one.
Okay, I don't get it. Okay.
She's getting annoyed a second into this thing.
Yeah.
And there's 18 minutes of you at this store.
Yeah, and that was literally the very first of it. And what she had done, she pulled out one of those cards with all the numbers on it. She's pointing at it to tell me what I need to fill out.
Right. Yeah. So this does not bode well for this foreign lady because you have about 17 more minutes to get her to explain to you what's going on with the lottery.
Pakistani shopkeepers in general have a short fuse.
How dare you claim she's Pakistani?
Yeah.
She could be Indian or...
I guess so.
Indian?
I guess so.
I guess were the two other options.
All right.
Okay, let's start over. For $1, what do I get?
Okay, you come out all numbers to 90
million. 290
million.
How do I get that money? Where do I pick it up?
I don't know what
pick
money
it up at the lottery headquarters.
All right,
what
someone's come...
All right. $5? Do I win...
Someone's come up behind you, obviously, one of the experts that played the lottery.
Yeah.
And they're filling in the blanks. Okay.
Yes. Yes. I think we can all agree that woman who chimed in is a frequent lotto player.
Yes.
Yeah. Going on a limb.
Five times 290?
No.
I don't get it. Do you know how this works?
No.
You don't know how this works? Because she doesn't seem to know. Can you explain it to me? Like, how do I play?
This spread is $1, $2, $3, $4, $5.
Wait a minute, you come back. Yeah. Maybe you and him together can figure this out. How does this work?
All directions on the board on the back.
Huh?
All right, so now you've got the manager of the store involved too, or it's just a couple that owns the store?
It seems like it was a couple that owns the store.
Okay.
And then now we'll go about 4 minutes later.
And there's a big crowd starting to gather behind you.
Yeah, there's probably about 12 people in the store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they're coming up behind me.
The person who's directly behind you has now been there for how long?
Well, some of the people were just getting really irritated and throwing their money down on the counter and leaving.
Okay.
So because they were just buying gas or whatever.
But the people who want lottery tickets are trapped behind one fat kid. Okay.
Yeah.
So how do I play with just $1? Can I do that? Can I play with just one?
Yeah. If you want to play $1, play $1 with.
How?
I told you, pick five number on the top and one number on the bottom. That's $1.
If I play $1, I can win $290 million? Mm-hmm. How do I do that?
If number come out six numbers, you win $290 million.
How
if number come out?
No, how do I win?
How do you win?
Yeah.
The number come out today about 10:45.
With my $1?
Uh-huh.
I want to play $1.
Okay, pick five number on the top and one on the bottom.
But I don't want to do that.
No. You want to play?
No, I don't know what's going on. What do I do after I fill out that?
Let me take my customer.
Whoa, hold on a minute. I want to play.
Customer, look at behind you, you know?
Okay, I want to play. I just need you to tell me what's going on.
I don't know anything.
I need to know what's going on.
So I got customers behind you. Okay.
Right. It's building.
Yeah, people are starting to get very, very upset at you, fat kid.
Yes, they are.
You do not mess with people's lotto.
All right, and so now you have just heard about the first, we've condensed about the first 8 minutes. We're going to fast forward about 10 minutes, right?
Yes.
And this is 10 minutes later.
I cannot believe you're still there 10 minutes later.
Yeah. This is really fat kid at the same place.
Wow.
10 minutes later.
Wow.
Here's his final minute in the store.
Wow.
What number should I pick?
Well, whatever you want.
But I don't know what's going to win.
I don't know either. I don't know what's going to come out.
But you work here. Okay, so how do I play? I want to play this, and I want to win.
Next one, you know?
I want to win. Oh, no, hold on a minute, ma'am. Hold on.
Well, I know.
I want to play. I want to play because I want to win the money.
Read the damn card. Can't you read?
Well, she's been telling me how to play. I need you to
find number on the top and card. Number on the bottom.
Ma'am, somebody your age should know how to read.
What?
Okay, I just want to know how to play. I want to play. I want to spend money. Okay. Okay, look. Let's just calm down. Hold on one second. I need you to tell me, how do I play to win? No. I've been waiting in line. I want to know how to... Hold on a second.
Tell me, hold on.
Yeah, hold on a minute.
I got a long drive. I got to go 10
minutes. 10, 1, 2, 3. Maybe I should just go somewhere else.
Oh, fat kid. I felt sorry for the people that were behind you that time. You didn't come out the victor in that one.
No, I didn't.
Oh, fat kid.
I'm sorry.
Jimmy?
I'm waiting for the next clip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's all we got.
Oh!
Sorry.
It got very close, right?
The third clip had me promising a wonderful climax.
They started ignoring me. They would not pay attention to me.
There was a redneck back there before, it sounded like. Some dude. Did he just leave?
Yeah, he just left.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people just left, yeah.
Uh-huh. I wonder if there was still, like, what, like 20 minutes left?
20 minutes? Oh, yeah, 20 minutes left till they...
I wonder if that wouldn't have been a little crazier if it was, like, three minutes left. Because, like, 20 minutes left, you can just go to the next store down the street.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, 5 minutes, people are in panic mode.
All right, fat kid. Well, it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't horrible, no.
Not a home run. Not doing well this week.
It was nice to see people get agitated, but...
I mean, I can hear an Indian woman scream all day. I mean, that's, you know, that in itself is, you know, worth the price of admission.
I mean, it wasn't Donche doing sports.
No, no.
But I mean, you know, not everything can be.
I'm telling you, we got to figure out a way to get Donche on the payroll.
All right. Well, very good. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Parade Kid. He's coming in on Monday. Limousine wants to be a star. That will be happening. Peanut from Menomina Good Song actually made a song for him. A bed, like for a dance song that he wanted to do. Also coming up at 8 o'clock, reality check. Women think they're good looking. Are they right?
Yeah, but you're not going to bump out of this break without closing with the.
Oh yes.
Come on! You put all that time and effort.
I know.
Into it.
I did. So that's it for Lotto Fat.
Lotto Fat. Lotto Fat.
Come on.
Lottery is great. Annoying the Ford ladies. He's a big fat kid, and he's fat. And lottery, fat kid.
Yeah. There you go, fat kid. Congratulations.
All right.
On having my introduction be the best part of the bit.
Thank you.
All right, very good. We'll take a break. It's the Don Miller Morning Show on 99X.